This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother.
One of the top stories on InfoWars.com.
Can you keep them in the dark for a while?
In the national poll, a large percentage of Democrats think that Donald Trump is worse than ISIS. But they love Barack Obama, who you can clearly say is the commander of ISIS. But the fairy godmother that delivers the magic beams in the form of high-impact tow missiles and stinger missiles and other goodies left in the stockings of her little goblins, ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda. Yeah, Hillary Clinton is the fairy godmother. And now, these headlines, legal experts cite Islamic State as a reason to get rid of people's free speech. See, we have to conform to radical Islam. We have to give our rights up because we're bad. But now the New York Times has blamed Saddam Hussein for creating ISIS, even though it's the very group he fought out of Saudi Arabia. And like Saudi Arabia was involved in 9/11 to blame Iraq so they could be brought down and install the caliphate in Iraq. But the New York Times comes out and they blame Donald Trump and they blame Saddam Hussein, people who had nothing to do with ISIS. That's what they think of you. Oh, my gosh. I've run into people that go, you read the New York Times, so-called intellectuals. And they'll see you reading it on an iPad at a coffee shop. Or they'll see you walking with a copy of it under your arm. This has happened a few times. They go, oh, the New York Times. Ooh. See, they go to these movies, these so-called liberal intellectual events, to feel like they're intellectual, and the most dry, boring, ironic movies. I mean, I went and saw Trumbo this weekend, hailed. Yeah, of course, it has a great actor in it, and it's an interesting movie. But, I mean, the victims, oh, the blacklist, oh, and they couldn't write. And, of course, the blacklist was bad from an Americana perspective. And I wouldn't restrict people's free speech to write. But did they kill 150 million people like communists? Communists, during that blacklist, had already killed about 100 million people. And folks were scared over here. The whole movie attacked John Wayne, made him to be a devil. Oh, I'm sorry, a couple hundred writers got blacklisted from big studios. I mean, I actually am. But you would think that they had hung on the cross by Christ. When I've been around these leftists, these types, and man, they talk about putting patriots and Christians and people in forced labor camps, and every time they get control, they do, and they are nasty. They are nasty. They've got a lot of well-meaning leftists that follow along behind them. But, oh my gosh, 200 and something of you didn't get to write screenplays for a decade? And some of you even lost your houses? Wow. I can play a clip of MSNBC going, of course the IRS is going after the Tea Party and Christian groups and stuff and indicting people. You're racist. You deserve it. They get up there and they go, we're coming after you with the IRS. We're going to get you. We're going to sick Homeland Security on you. We're going to take your free speech. And we're not going to hand out one tax exemption to Christian groups that are conservative in the last 4 years. And we're going to run your life. And we're going to come after you. We're going to ship guns into Mexico to blame you for it. And we're going to engage in all this stuff that makes Nixon look like an angel. But it's okay because the left's behind it. I mean, exactly what they do everywhere else. But they're these little egalitarian, humanitarian sweethearts that are going to protect us from John Wayne.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Banjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
The desert's quiet. Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. By the great Texan wrote the song, Towns Van Zandt. Sung by Merle Haggard.
You left it to.
He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
There's a little Willie Nelson right there. Willie Nelson in his prime, the 1980s. There's a paradox happening worldwide right now. Because as evil rises, as tyranny uncloaks itself, many people who've been in denial are now deciding to actually serve evil. Many people are now swearing allegiance to world government, swearing allegiance to anti-human eugenics, swearing allegiance to GMO, swearing allegiance to fluoride, swearing allegiance to forced inoculation, swearing allegiance to Obamacare, even if it's admittedly there to double and triple prices and screw them over. people are doubling down on the fraud. But still, in even greater numbers, they're awakening and pledging to stand against it, but asking, what do we do? How do we attack a false paradigm, a false culture, a false economy, a system designed to envelop us? You go back to the great labors, an allegory of Hercules. He had defeated all these great beasts and monsters and finally had to go into the underworld. But in the underworld, he couldn't see anything. It was darkness. And suddenly his strength was used against him. How did Hercules finish that greatest of works, greatest of labors? My friends, we have to recognize that we're under attack. We have to understand how real it is, or we don't have any hope. And there is a lot of good news. World governments being admitted. The fact that carbon taxes are meant to shut down society and make the elite even richer is coming out. The fact that fluoride's killing people is all over mainstream news. As more and more scientist groups at the British Ministry of Health Service, in our own FDA and EPA, say, take it out. I read that article in The Guardian last hour. They'd make fun of you about bisphenol A 10 years ago. Now they're taking it out of the products. The truth is, voting with our conscience, voting with our dollars, voting with our feet, voting with our actions is the power we have. And that's why they want the cashless society control grid. That's why big banks are announcing, we're not going to let you have cash. You can't use cash in Europe, the U.S. Companies are saying, we won't even take a 20 if you go to places like Target, because they want to track and control everything, and they want to shut down small cash businesses. They want to shut down Amish. They want to shut down farmers markets. They want to shut down people selling raw milk. They want to shut down normal human stability and sustainability under sustainability. Everything's the opposite with them. Steve Quayle is going to be joining us 20 minutes to the next hour, getting into his view of what's happening in the world. Superbugs are intensifying, you name it. We're going to talk about the real threats going into 2016 and what he expects the globalists to do. It is such good news, though, that our own military is continuing to say no. Cy Hirsch reported last week what we told you years ago. The Pentagon's been leaking intelligence to the Syrians and now to the Russians. The article said that with Dempsey leaving as the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, that stopped. It did not stop. And people were intimidated before by the NSA and being indicted. But what the government's doing is so criminal that top brass and even low-level people are doing things that previously they would have gotten in trouble for, but they don't care if they get in trouble now. And in that, the establishment has run into a dead end because people aren't intimidated anymore to the same extent. Because the military realizes there is no future if they don't say no, because they're getting ready to let ISIS launch terror attacks all over the West and then use that to ban the free speech of Christians, conservatives, libertarians, and veterans. And they've done it in Europe, declaring martial law from Italy to Germany to France. They call it civil emergency in England, where you can't criticize radical Islam. You can't criticize communists. You can't go out and demonstrate if you're a Christian. Even the Bishop of Canterbury, who is not a conservative, came out and said Christians are being exterminated worldwide because it's happening. And our normalcy bias is so insane that we sit here and know it's happening and do nothing. And I understand why. What do you do? I built a media operation that reaches 20 million people week. Steve Quayle reaches millions a week and writes books and does what he can to get people thinking outside the box. But regardless, you've got to start pulling out of their system, and you've got to criticize their system. And when the TSA comes out and says, we're going to naked body scan you, whether you like it or not, you sue them. And you go out and you demonstrate. And you point out it's not the TSA's fault, it's Congress doing it, who exempts themselves from the naked body scanners on record, but not citizens. And it hadn't caught one terrorist because they leave the borders open and bring them in so they can use the threat to take our rights. And if you put up with naked body scanners in the airports, next it's going to be in the shopping malls, which they're calling for. It's a naked fraud. You know, I said I'd air this last hour. I'm going to play 3 minutes of it and then go to Steve Quayle. But I appreciate joining us because it illustrates. This film was made in 2007. That's now 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And you notice the intro, too. It starts with a few minutes of music and then has the intro about the near future, compact cities, all activity controlled, track, trace. This is what they're announcing with the micro apartments. This is what they're announcing with the driverless cars. They're announcing the end of humans being able to control our own destiny. A prison's being built around us. Feudalism, where if the king doesn't like it, he just shuts the food off. Total control. And people think being sycophantic servants of this will protect them. It will ensure your destruction. I'm going to skip this one network break coming up so we get this time back to Steve Quayle, but let's go to this clip from Endgame that's free online. We should repost it and say, you know, the film that came true. Send it out to folks so they understand that most of the film has already come true. Now do you want the rest of it to come true, folks? Because where we're being drugged to is a very horrible place. Let's go to the intro to the film. Countless people will hate the New World Order and will die protesting against it. H.G. Wells, in his book, The New World Order, 1939.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either of the U.S. the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
In his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States. He's a traitor.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
These Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Future. Earth.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite. The dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack, with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities. Travel is highly restricted. Superhighways connect the megacities and keep the population from entering into unauthorized zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal. A program of total dehumanization where the science of tyranny is law. A worldwide control grid designed to ensure the overlord's monopoly of power forever. Our species will be condemned to this nightmare future unless the masses are awakened to the New World Order master plan and mobilized to defeat it. Erected by a secretive group, the Georgia Guidestones are a testament to the elite's plan for a world religion, global laws, with a global court and army to enforce it.
All right, that's like 5 minutes for my film Endgame. And you watch the film, it's free online. That's just from YouTube, so it wasn't that high a res. We have, obviously, the DVD and InfoWarsStore.com and HD. But it's just important to show people so they know what's going to happen to them. And then they may not wake up right away, but down the road, they'll remember. And people really need to know exactly what they're facing. Steve Quayle joins us about 20 minutes into the next hour. I appreciate Steve Quayle joining us. Again, he's been a syndicated radio host. Been on air for about 25 years, best-selling author, one of the first major survivalists and preppers, stevequayle.com, frequent guest, of course, on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Stevequayle.com is his site. Wow, Steve, there's so much to cover. I just threw out a lot. I want to cover the entire gambit with you, but first, the ISIS, the terror threats, the arrogance to use the terror that they brought in and then take our rights. I mean, this is so transparent. As you know, a big push last week by the Smithsonian and the federal government and NASA admitting that the jet aerosol is from the engines and from the fuel and is terraforming the planet, admitting chemtrails last week, admitting fluoride's killing people this week. I mean, these are government announcements. Just a lot of bizarreness going on, good and bad. So much happening with the stock markets. The year nothing worked, stocks, bonds, and cash went nowhere this year. That's a CNBC report. Czech president talks about the EU with an organized plan to implode the countries. I mean, it is just an incredible time to be alive right now. And obviously, next year, most analysts agree, is just going to get more insane. Steve Quayle, to break down the real state of the planet, not just the State of the Union, joins us. Steve Quayle, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex, and let's just draw everyone's attention to the fact now, the voluminous evidence that the United States is the funding source behind ISIS. It is the provisioning source behind ISIS. Obviously, we've been caught with our hands in the cookie jar of incredible evil, incredible terror, and it's got to strike a chord, Alex, in every American's heart that we are the ones that are funding the most atrocious acts of inhumanity that have even been described in the annals of the Dark Ages. So, you know, I personally have watched people deny, but Vladimir Putin's telling people the truth. When he said, don't you see what you've done or see what you've done, the idea is simply this, and this is what I think everyone misses, is that with the entity that's in the White House, we now are seeing the full-scale implementation and Islamic takeover of the United States. Now, remember this, and I think it's important, Alex, as you and I have detailed, after World War II, and this is important, the Nazis dissembled, if you will, they scattered throughout the world. We brought a whole bunch of them in under Operation Paperclip, and for the record, Alex, you and I were the first two to talk about Marcus Wolf, Nastasi, and Primakov setting up the FEMA data control banks, if you will, and then which led to Facebook and all the other self, if you will, erecting intelligence dossiers. But this is all the revival of Nazism, and it never left the world. You and I have talked excessively in our early years on talk radio of who banked it, who the banking families of the United States, banking families of Europe, even George Bush's father and grandfather involved with the Nazis. But here's the important thing. Why all of a sudden, I don't know, have you had time to watch Hunting Hitler on the National Geographic Channel?
Yes, and I even know Tim Kennedy, who's the Special Forces individual out there, and I'm not at liberty to say some of the things I was told about the show, but clearly they already knew where, I mean, Tim didn't know, but Bear of the CIA and others already knew where they were going, what they were doing, because that's been known by the CIA since then, because they were the ones that let the Nazis go there, and that's even been declassified.
Absolutely. Now, people have got to ask themselves, why all of a sudden, with that, you know, 70 years or 70 plus years of a total lockout, and obviously the FBI's files on Hitler, I mean, they knew where he was every step of the way. They knew where Mengele was. They knew where some of the people that basically don't even know these names, but the Germans, in their high technology, in their experiments on humanity, Dr. Mengele, Mengele's twinning, Mengele's cloning. The fact is that our CIA has been, from day one under Dulles, pretty much, Ellen Dulles, D-U-L-L-E-S, has been pretty much, if you will, a Nazi import. And now we've got the situation going where we're seeing racial purity. And how many times, Alice, have you talked about everything from Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, you know, the whole idea of the Nazi Society for Racial Purity? Now we're seeing entire groups of people marked for destruction by ISIS. And that, I promise you, whoever is heading up ISIS, the real heads of it, are just laughing in the face.
And let's expand on that, because eugenics came out of England and the United States. Hitler was a creation of that, so it was just bringing home people they agreed with. You have to understand, all the real eugenicists were, quote, liberals, and that's how they sold the idea of the government's going to take care of you, but it's really so they can run your life and dominate what you do. And so the 36,000 Nazis brought here on record were used to head up NASA, every major federal agency, you name it, from behind the scenes. They'd be there 20, 30, 40 years as the shadow directors with other directors in front of them because they had so much dirt on them. They fully controlled them, and the Germans would follow orders. They're well known for that and are very smart and good at organizing. You know, that's a cliche, but it's certainly true. And so from scientific developments, you name it, that all came here. The shadow government went underground in 1947, used the Nazis as the excuse to keep it all secret because you couldn't tell the public. And so now we have this breakaway civilization they've built, and more they're dribbling out what they've constructed. Here's a question. Why do you think they're admitting, okay, we shipped the Nazis to South America. Okay, yeah, we are spraying you and changing the atmosphere. Just trust us. It's for your own good. I mean, they're just coming out with more and more while simultaneously telling people it doesn't exist.
Well, I think the answer to that is the Illuminati are flat-out Satanists. They are flat-out Luciferian worshipers. Hitler, the early years of Hitler in Munich, basically talks about even his words when the Prince of Hell entered him. Everybody surrounding Hitler was in an occult, if you will. The higher-ups in the SS, which, by the way, stood for Black Sun, Schwarzensonnen, and forgive my German, but the point being,
by the way, that's all been admitted. That was in the British wartime secret reports. They would get in the SS castle and try to channel the devil into Hitler, and they had the black magic Tibetan monks there. I mean, they were whacked out of their minds. They would cut SS officers' heads off and try to portend the future looking into their eyes.
Well, I think that the idea of now it breaking, let me share this. If people understood the sophistication of human cloning and twinning back even in 1946-47 when Mengele was both in Argentina, Brazil, and every place else around the globe, if people would study this history, you've got to understand they who control history control the future. And Alex, in the book I've just written, that it's gone wildfire, and this is critical, Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II, you cannot prove outside of all the empiric evidence that statement's not true. You just mentioned our defense and aerospace industry, all of them, Bell Aerospace, NASA, Martin Marietta, all the sophisticated top Nazis in the world. But one of the most famous one was called Hans Kammler, K-A-M-M-L-E-R.
Stay there. Tell us about that. I want to get back into cloning, too, because they were cloning rabbits back in the 40s, but they suppressed that. They're cloning everything, folks. Again, advanced technology. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Coming up when we start the next hour, I'm going to open the phones up if you've got questions or comments for myself or Steve Quayle about anything that's happening in the world, whether it's Donald Trump or ISIS being openly run by the criminals that have hijacked our government, the economy, whatever the case is you'd like to discuss, we'd like to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 800, I may even go to calls next segment, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Steve Quayle is our guest. He's multi-time best-selling author. His newest book is Empire Beneath the Ice. We'll have him back at another occasion to just get into that specific. You can find out more at stevequayle.com. Now, before I go any further, we are funded by TV viewers and radio listeners that want hardcore information out there and believe in what we're doing, or who just believe in folks that promote the First Amendment. You know, we're here to defend the First Amendment. It's under attack, not just the Second Amendment. I have news on that as well. Very serious gun restrictions being attempted through legislation in Congress now and at the state level, and also extrajudicially by suing gun manufacturers. So the next big offensive on our guns is here, folks. The alarm is being raised. But I noticed, I was looking at statistics, and I've got Wall Street Journal articles, you name it here. Government grabs unused gift cards, billions a year, unused. Billions in gift cards go unspent. Again, Wall Street Journal. And I was thinking, why don't we just say 15% off with anybody using a gift card when you go to InfoWarsStore.com? And by the way, folks, they're all just basically credit cards, so it doesn't matter. Everyone can get the 15% off. That's really what it is. It's a store-wide sale for 15%, and we're going to run it. That's on top of a bunch of specials that are running. 15% off store-wide. But in an attempt to get people to actually dig through stuff and use that old card before it stops working, usually about a year, year and a half, the government just takes the money. Legally, the companies aren't allowed to do it. Why not use those gift cards? Why not dig through there and then get Survival Shield X2, the good halogen that blocks the bad halogens and has done so much for my health, and you've heard the rave reviews. Why not get some Supermel Vitality? Why not get some oxygen powder and flush out your intestines? Why not? I mean, these are really the very best products that we could come up with. Non-GMO heirloom seeds, the widest selection you'll find anywhere. We set out to carry all the major quality brands and then have the lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. Now's the time to get ready for that spring garden. You got to get ready months before. And you support the broadcast. Hundreds and hundreds of great items. By the way, there are a few of the Hillary for Prison shirts left. It is limited edition. We're not making any more. A few sizes are left of those limited edition. I wish I wouldn't have said it was limited edition because it's such a hot shirt now. And there's this effect where all these beautiful ladies are out on the campaign trail for Donald Trump wearing the shirt. That trend started when Biggs went to Dallas wearing one and got a bunch of attention. So now there's all these different Trump babes. And in fact, I think you guys can just look it up. Trump babe in Michigan wearing the shirt. There's a great photo of that. More and more of that's happening. A lot of stuff at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchases make it all possible. Also, we're running this through to the first of the year. 6 months free to the InfoWars Nightly News. And so it is your purchase that makes this possible. And when you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, normally it's $5.95 a month. Normally when you get a year, you get like 2 months off the price. This is 6 months off. We've never done this. You get it half price, and 20 people can use each membership, and that just helps us pay for the bandwidth. It's on Boxy, Roku, cable systems, your smart TVs, everything. It works basically on everything. And we just keep adding more and more to it. So PrisonPlanet.tv, and it is your purchases that fund this vital operation. I cannot stress that enough. I cannot thank you enough. And then we become a platform to bring everybody on here, from Ron Paul to Matt Drudge to Donald Trump to Steve Quayle to you name it, and to folks that are successfully suing the TSA and the naked body scanners. We're on the march. The globalist technocracy is in a lot of trouble, but because it's been able to take our tax money globally, operate in secret under national security, we don't know how big the monstrosity is. And Steve Quayle gets into some pretty wild stuff. But I remember him talking about cloning 20 years ago, and I had BBC articles that were saying, oh, we've cloned humans, but we kill them in utero, in the uterus, in utero. And then I remember reading articles in like 1998 about human clones in the utero of cows. But they changed the human genetics 1% or 2% with chimpanzee or cow or pig. Usually cow or pig, because then it doesn't get rejected. They grow them in pigs as well, humans. Is there a debate about, do they have rights? Where is the no clone testing on your bottles of drugs or whatever? See, there's not even debate about it. While we're worried about puppy dogs and stuff being tested on, which I'm against as well, or guinea pigs, there's not even a discussion about, from Costa Rica to Hong Kong to Beijing, China. These are some of the worst places. Massive human cloning going on, and they just call it embryonic stem cells. Just like we told you 20 years ago, they're selling baby parts at Planned Parenthood. And the word was sometimes keeping the partial births alive longer so they could be dissected. That's now coming out at some of the abortuaries. You see how you couldn't believe it, but we were right. I told folks 5 years ago that they were actually heating hospitals in England, as I was told by an insider, with baby parts. Now it came out in the news 2 years ago. You cannot make this stuff up. And I think that's one problem we have is that the admitted fantastical stuff, like humans that have been genetically changed so they, quote, don't have rights and don't get rejected, that are then grown in not artificial uteruses but in large mammal uteruses, this is what we know is going on. Thousands of pharmaceutical crops with live viruses in them merging with plants and animals, frankenfish being put in the ocean. I mean, it's so incredible, it's unbelievable. But no one will get upset about it. No one cares about the admissions, but will freak out all day if somebody saw a chupacabra in their backyard with no proof. And so I don't understand that paradox where, Steve Quayle, and I'm not knocking folks talking about chupacabras. The point is, we have real spider goats going on for 30 years. I didn't know about it until 20 years ago. We have real glow-in-the-dark cats and dogs you can buy in Asia. They won't allow it here because they don't want the public to freak out. You know, they're part jellyfish. And if a new listener's hearing this, I know it sounds insane, but it's real. So, Steve Quayle, what is this paradox where they admit the Emergency Centers Establishment Act with the FEMA camps? Army.mil says they're preparing to re-educate Americans in them for our political beliefs, how they're going to break our families up, but I can't get anybody to go to the document. But some guy shows a train station and says he thinks it's one, and it gets 5 million views when it's not. So then Glenn Beck can say we're making stuff up and show a train station that we didn't say was a FEMA camp, but say we said it's a FEMA camp. So that's why I try to be careful and only report on what we can prove. I know the rabbit hole goes a trillion miles deeper, but how do you deal with this paradox?
Well, first of all, you've got to understand that I believe that we are the most mind-controlled population in the world. I get into that, Alex, in realms I never even touched in my new book, Empire Beneath the Ice. It's fine. And let me just share this. We're talking about this. Peter Goodgame made it a powerful statement. And a lot of people are asking, why all this Hitler stuff? And this will answer your question. And I'm going to quote Goodgame, one quick paragraph. The answer to what drove Hitler can be found by examining Hitler's relationship with the occult, his involvement in the dark arts of sorcery and demon or spirit possession. And then Revelation 17:8 says, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go forth into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names are not written in the book of life on the foundations of the world. Cloning has been so sophisticated. One of the things that got me in a lot of trouble years ago, and if it wouldn't have been for some brave guys in Austin, God bless you, those people in Austin know who I'm talking about, would have led to an event where I would no longer be on Alex Jones, my show, or anybody's show. The advanced cloning, Alex, I prove, you know this, I footnote everything. I prove it, but I can't overcome, nor can you overcome, or we overcome, the denial of uncomfortability, okay? The people want you to be the tip of the spear, want me to be the tip of the spear, the bow of the icebreaker, you know? And guess what? If the bow on the icebreaker doesn't hit the ice first, meaning that which stands against it, the rest of the ship, you know, won't be able to make it through the ice. So we're living in a world of supernatural, demonic, and I believe a fallen angel infestation, okay? Remember this. Everybody you and I quote in the New World Order, the globalists, all these guys are Luciferians. To them, Lucifer is more real than Jesus Christ is to the Christians, okay? Now, I'm not saying that's the case. I'm saying they take their Luciferianism to the nth degree. And talking about baby parts, okay, this is, ladies and gentlemen, the Nazis are the ones who provided Margaret Sanger with her intellectual quasi supernatural evil. If the devil's goal is destroy mankind, Alex, and I believe that's what you
and
believe
they
too.
Had to I agree. They had to betray Hitler. This is all on record. Literally, folks, if you look into it, he had to play the bad cop so America, England, and others could play the good cop with the soft eugenics under the table so that people wouldn't see that Hitler was actually just one expression to be defeated so then their system could come into full power with a global government based on the agreements that were made after World War II for the dollar to be the world reserve currency.
Well, that's true, but remember that the in the last days when the Antichrist does show up on the scene, it says that the kings of the earth will give their power unto him.
That's
okay?
Right.
They'll fall down and worship him. And what this is something I've got to say. The entity in the slaughterhouse, those are my words for the current American policy, we're seeing now the fulfillment, or forgive me, the inception of Islamic if you will, the return of the Mahdi, and that he can only return after World War III. You know, Alex, people used to say to me, you're crazy. Well, there's not going to be a nuclear war. Well, everybody would get us destroyed. Meanwhile, China moves into Syria. Russia's there. We're doing, NATO just moved in its AWACS planes, which is a direct challenge to Vladimir Putin. Putin's given, I believe, every chance for America to step away. But there's an unseen hand, Alex, and it is the devil. It's Luciferianism. And no matter who you quote, I quote, we can take them in concept. How many times over the years you've been on talk radio have you quoted all the population control quotes from everything from Cousteau to Prince Philip, you name it, everybody, yet people don't want to admit it. Now we see the geoengineering. Remember how much flack I caught when I first broke that story? And for the record, I'm not taking...
No, it's true. You're the first person I remember breaking that there was atmospheric weather manipulation going on with things being added to the fuel to be dispersed by the engines. You dug out the patents, all of it, absolutely. You and then also Dr. Nick Begich, I think he came after you.
Right. Angels don't play this harp. And the situation is that now we've got Nazi technology. But here's what I want people to understand. Dr. Mengele's driving force was to keep the seed of the Fuhrer going. There's a little town in Brazil that has, I think, 10% of its population, 600 to 700 sets of twins, Claudio Corday or Cordo, C-O-D-I, and I don't speak Spanish, so I apologize for slaughtering that. But the point being is that twinning was kindergarten. Alex, I've talked to people, I'm sure you have too, and now when every news story on Matt Drudge's site, you know, the point is that cloning is so far advanced in gene editing and the super soldiers, everything now is coming into play. And I said to people, I said, when this stuff begins to be implemented on a global scale, it will come from your left side, your right side, it will come from underneath you, it will come from behind you, and it's basically their idea, same strategy, cloud pivot, is to overwhelm the system and overwhelm the senses. And I believe that America, even more so than any country, has been numbed and dumbed down. And look, you know, people want to look at sports, fine. But entertainment has nourished and blinded the thinking process of most Americans. Now, the NBA is on an anti-gun rant, and I want to say this. I'm on record as stating anybody who will take your guns away is your executioner. They can't give me any BS. They can't
That's
give
right.
me
Anybody
crap.
Promoting gun control, especially organized media, is a conscious enemy of you and your family who literally wants to break you and destroy you. Now, remember that when you still watch the NBA or the NFL. Remember that when you're not actively out opening dialogues with people, exposing that these people are our enemies.
Absolutely. And again, you know, hey, people forget who really went to work on propaganda. You know, look, let's look at it realistically. By the way, I put up a story yesterday on my website, Angela Merkel, and that she was the head of the Stasi. She denied it, but CNN backed it up with all their Stasi, meaning East German secret police. Ask yourself, why would she, as the, if you will, the head of Germany, allow the total destruction of Germany? Well, it's because the Illuminati has a one... here's the thing, Alex, they don't get, the people don't get, is it's order ad chaos. That you're seeing the global chaos now to bring about the New World Order.
Absolutely. I mean, look, they can make cats that are part spider. They can make goats that are part spider. For 20 years that you could buy in Hong Kong glow-in-the-dark monkeys... I mean, I'm showing people mainstream news articles right now that this is not a joke. And I always see comments on InfoWars going, he was talking about glowing cats again today. They won't even go research it. It's mainstream news. This is what's going on.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. You know, when there's a Department of Propaganda in the military, most of those people that will take you on or me on and all the different I hate Alex, I hate Steve, I hate this, I hate that forums, people who are on those forums have got to ask themselves, What have these people done to inform? Look, your record stands for what it is. My record stands for what it is. They can complain, they can moan, they can destroy our reputations, try. They can do all these things, but they can't account for being wrong for the last 20 years, can they? They can't.
No, they want to change the subject onto us. And, I mean, look at this. You speak of the Islamic invasion. I would hear you on this and a lot of others a decade ago and go, they're not really going to use the Muslims, the radical Muslims, to take over. I know they were going to have a clash of civilizations. They admitted that. But, I mean, here it is. Organized Europe. Advertisers come in. They actually bring in the Sunni refugees that are the jihadists. They know they're going to attack. Common sense is suspended, Steve. And when they do attack us, they announce that citizens are going to lose their rights. And it turns out the FBI was blocked from going after the San Bernardino people. I mean, they really are going to bring in these proxy armies. How bad is the Islamic invasion going to get of Europe? I mean, what's the end game there?
Well, the end game is the complete dissolution of Europe for, I don't know, a brief time period, and then you're going to see total war against the Muslims. You probably saw Poland said, we'll raise an army of 150,000. I clap and salute. The president of Hungary said, not here. The president of the Czech Republic said, not here. And it's fascinating, isn't it, Alex? Alex, that the idea of those very same people that withstood the Muslim invasion of Europe are withstanding them now. Meanwhile, we just got the news today, you probably saw it, that in those 70-year-old declassified records, it shows that the French government, the Vichy government, was working with the Nazis to exterminate the Jews. I don't know if you saw that story yet.
Oh, absolutely. That's how they took over France. France didn't even fight. The Germans infiltrated them.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. D. Swell's our guest. About 20, 30 minutes the next hour, I will go to Simon, Frank, Ray, Mike, Chris, and others. By the way, last week I started telling a story on air, a true story that I've never really gotten into. And then a video was put out about it, and it went viral. I'll put that on TV screen for TV viewers. For radio listeners, I will give you the headline. Assassin brought in to kill Alex Jones dies in police shootout. That was the headline whoever gave headlines that day came up with. The reason I think of this is Steve Quayle talked about a case where some special forces people found out about a plan to kill him about a decade ago, and it got stopped at a public event. That's why Quayle hasn't really been in public or been seen since then. Here's what I want to tell you. Since I mentioned this, I am going to get all the documents together and do a short piece on it. But it's not the kind of thing that you want to give attention to. I mean, it's really weird when you're actually talking about yourself. But I love the trolls on there, you know, saying, oh, that's not true. You know, none of this happened. It's like the time the FBI came here about the Obama deception and was asking about the Obama deception. And then a year later at a trial, it actually came up. It was sealed via a subpoena. I couldn't tell you why they were here. And then, oh, it was true, wasn't it? Well, a couple years ago, the Austin police chief was here to discuss a bunch of issues on air. And he said, hey, you know, we basically stopped some guy coming to kill you 2 weeks ago. He goes, I was too busy to come on, but once this happened, you were asking me on, I came on to tell you. And he goes, you really don't know about this. He goes, well, I can't talk about it, but you'll know soon. And the guy that came here reportedly to do this, last name was Cheney, and then they've got the files there. I was just looking at them during the break. And then he came here. They caught him. They couldn't keep him in jail. They ran him out of town. And then the police in California went after him, and he died in a firefight with them, and a house got burned down. I mean, this was in the news in California. I was sent this by detectives there. And so, okay, I'll do a piece on it, but notice the trolls will say that's a lie. Because that's what their job is. And people are like, why haven't we heard about this before? Well, because if you haven't experienced this, like my cousin just retired out of the Army, but they were getting stuff from like cartels in their mailboxes saying where they lived and what their family was doing. Until you've experienced this stuff, you sit there in your basements as your little men, and then you point at people in the arena. And you tell us what's true and what isn't. Oh, that couldn't be happening. Because until you've experienced all this, you just don't know how real it is. And I'll go back. I wasn't telling the story in a kind of half-baked way, because I just barely went over it. Because I was talking about the fact that the police were looking out for me. And they weren't using illegal data. They were using social network scrubbing systems to see what people were saying. So it's a weird paradox where the kind of spy system probably saved my life and got a cop killed. And then I was just saying it's weird, like, oh, the police won. It's an interesting paradox. And so Quayle talked about that, and it made me think of, we're going to break in a minute and a half. Steve, I'm sorry I'm ranting so much today. It's just that people don't know how real this stuff is. Go ahead.
Again, I thank God for everyone that prays for your safety, prays for my safety, my family's safety. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole group. I had a lieutenant colonel in my office from NORAD, and he was basically telling me with tears in his eyes, I knew him. His father was a former business associate of mine 20 years ago when we did film stuff together. And with tears in his eyes, he said, Steve, we're going to do everything we can to destroy you guys on talk radio. We'll destroy you. We'll put innuendos out there. He said, I can't take it. He said, I'm a Christian. So, Alex, I thank God for the intercept of that. And, look, there are people that tell you stuff. I'll say things like, well, a certain general in Special Forces told me, well, I don't believe it. Quayle won't tell his name. Well, he makes this crap up, you know. And sure enough, stuff will happen just like I've been told. Can I tell you something? We're there, Alex. Let me make the bottom line.
Stay there. Come back to the bottom line. 70 seconds. One right to you, Steve. Stay with us, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
When there's a fourth hour.
Visit GCNlive.com today.